Fridays. Fridays for me, days have certain things. Like Monday, always be, oh, Monday. See, I make my Monday extremely special. You know, I grew up most of my life with Monday just being a drag. Either first day of school, first day of going back to work, first day of, you know, the week, you know. Now, what I do on Mondays, Monday is like Zombo Day, you know. I just said, what do I want to do? Oh, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Hey, what do I feel like eating today? I'll do this, I'll do that. Hey, I feel like, yeah. And at the end of the day, I feel like, yeah, I had the best Monday. I had the best Monday around. My Monday's been better than anybody else's Monday, you know. Because Monday is like my do it for me day, you know. Not like every other day is in chock full of hedonism. But Monday's got an extra amount of hedonism in it for me. And then Fridays, I do the show. And then after the show, I'll drive them and I'll think, oh, yeah, I'm free if I played some good music, some profound stuff. And then I just kind of ruminate on the show. I go and I put the show online for you guys to share, to download, to keep or whatever, or to listen to it another time at zomboco.com. I have a website set up with my last probably 5-6 years of radio up there. So you can listen to a whole ton of radio. I have a whole SoundCloud station that's all old radio shows. So then I upload all of those shows. So then I have a show uploaded. I do that. I do some other stuff. I do some other things. Maybe do this, do that. And by the end of the day, on Friday, it feels like I've had 2 days worth of stuff. It's really fascinating because I got to get this early start, getting the radio thing, having that accomplishment of saying, okay, I did not get kicked off the radio this week. I said some things that I enjoyed. I made some points that made me chuckle, and then something for later. That's it. You know, I have something funny to listen to later. You know, because the best radio show, this is the only show I listen to. I'm sorry. There's some other good stations. I'll tell you about some other good shows. What's another good show in here? Let's put that in and see what we got. For example, there's a minute pause. It's an insignificant space, a minute is 60 seconds. Get it straight with a minute pause, and that's Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on RCT. If I'm riding around, I go, hey, Watson's on. I'll turn it on. Yeah, that's awesome. But chances are I'm not really in my car Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But if I am, I'll check it out. But for the most part, I go out of my way to listen to this. Sometimes I'll just turn driving around and say, hey, what's on RCT? And usually when I'm in my car and I'm not, most of my driving is previewing music for you guys. And this is what this whole show is. It is a year of me getting about 100 records a month. You know, 100 records a month, you know, and I go through them. I say, okay, I keep this, I keep this, I keep this. I lose that. I don't need that. Oh, that stinks. You know, there could be reissues, new stuff, or just stuff that I just happened to stumble across. Then I fillet it all down. I listen to it all the time. When I'm driving around, listen to it all the time. Okay, the audience will like that. Oh, they'll hate that. I'll play that. And then so it's all like hunter and gathering with the music. And then I present it to you at the end of the year, like this. One thing they did was they re-released a bunch of CW Stone King's first records. Most of them were just the old cover tunes of old blues stuff. But man, CW Stone King out of New Zealand. Man, this dude is something else. Here's him doing Bo Carter's All Around Man. Zombo in your brain, man. RCT.
No budget, son. I knew you caught me in the budget man car, cause I'm all round man. Hell, I'm all round man. Mean I'm all round man, I'm no more than they come a hand. I ain't no plumber, no plumber, son. I need straw and get a plumber man come, cause I'm all around man. of my hand. Everybody now. I'd throw utility to the madman come, cause I'm all around man. Yeah, I'm all around man. No, everybody won't know about all around man. Yeah, I'm about all over town, is what I'm saying. I ain't no one man, no one man, son. I'd throw your heart to the other man come, cause I'm all around man. Spring man, son. Out about the spring, that the spring man come, cause I'm all around man. You go and do it. Tell all about it. Me and I'm all around man, more than ten here come a hand.
Chicken booty bar. Life is rough and you've had enough. Too much stinging and too much stuff. I know a place where we can go to forget our problems and trouble in one. If you had a tough week, baby, really hot, join me down at the booty bar.
tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game.
Dedication, that's a request. Melissa, there you go. And that is Burnt Toast and Black Coffee, Mike Pedersen. And the sad thing is, most of the rest of Mike Pedersen's music is not even close to being this cool. But that has that backbeat, that horn hook, howling, wailing, great tune, kind of. Yeah, yeah, Burnt Toast, Black Coffee. I was in a band called the Stood Ups in Portland, 2000 something or other. And we used to. I brought that band song into the band. We did some. It was kind of like rockabilly band. And I said, "We should play this." And we did. We never recorded it, but it was nowhere as cool as this. But man, that was just a great tune. Before that, we heard Adam Ant from his Friend or Foe record, 2005. I got a hold of that this year, and that's his doing the version of the Doors' "Hello, I Love You." Yes. Then we heard Martin Sela doing The Worm and the Tandoori Knights from their new record. It's okay. It says 14 hits that don't quit. There's maybe about 2 hits that don't quit. And that was Chicken Boulevard. And yeah, there you be with that. And then we had another thing we played. I don't know. I lost track. So I'm all right in your brain, recapping the cool music of 2024. And this is great because this is all coming. This is all fitting together. Sometimes things just fit together like a big jigsaw puzzle. And so I'm recapping all of 2024. I get a request to play a song. I says, man, it'd be nice to take some requests from the audience. So what I want to do when I'm done recapping 2024, which will be in about maybe 2 weeks from here, I'm not going to end up with, you know, enough to fill a whole show. So wherever I end up, it's going to be straight up requests from you guys. So that's going to be about 2 weeks. It's going to be a request show tacked on to the end of my good finds of music of 2024. Isn't that nice? I think that's a really nice way to recap. Then we're going to get into the 5-part series of, you know, of what we become. Lazy, crazy, selfish, dumb, lazy, crazy, shampowered. Isn't that cool? So weird. I mentioned Bob Uecker a lot, and Bob Uecker just died. A couple weeks ago, I was going about the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and that was Joe Pesci, shampowered, Bob Uecker, and Nick Simper. See how easily I remembered all four of those. And then Bob Uecker goes ahead and dies. I thought the guy was dead already. I mean, dude's 90. Dude's 90. And I was like, oh, man, Bob Uecker died. He's 90. And they make a big deal about David Lynch dying. Yeah, 78, and the guy smoked his whole life. You know? How about this? How about appreciating them when they're alive? They could kind of use that. Because, like, people are like, we should watch all those David Lynch movies now that he's dead. No! Should have been watching him when he was alive. That's how this works. That's how this life thing works. Don't you even dare listen to this radio show after I croak. After I croak, nobody. Oh, listen to this guy. We should have. Nah, shut up. Get out of here. Beat it. Beat it, Clyde. I don't need it. It does me no good. I should have listened to that show. Well, then, boo-hoo. You know? This appreciating somebody after they die stinks. It really does. Another thing that just humans are so rotten about. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know, 1 in 4 families are affected with chemical dependency. Just glad to let you know that. If some of you know has a problem with it. I can understand how someone can be addicted to drugs. I really do. You know? And Power treats that. They have a window of hope. And Power Today, I mean, when you actually look at some of the first tribes of humans, there's a couple of tribes, all they do is just sit around and get baked all day long. You know? But I'm talking way, way back into time. Troglodytes. Yeah, troglodytes. Troglodytes would just sit around and just get blasted all day long. I mean, what else is there to do? You know? I mean, it's not a bad life. You wake up, you get baked, look for something to eat, procreation, a nap, get baked again, look for something to eat, and go to bed. That's your day. And that's your life. That's probably human. I mean, that's not terrible. Doesn't work now, which is sad. But I think there's a lot of that. I can understand because you can see a lot of tribes. Actually, there's some tribes where they just get baked all day long. You know? Hey, let's just do that. Or, you know what's really crazy is what they used to do in Rome. They would have they'd find the place that had like almost like a natural gas or some kind of like gas come out of the ground. And they would set a woman there, I forget, a Sibyl, and she would just get totally whacked out of her mind because of the lack of oxygen going to her brain because of all this natural gas coming out and not giving her brain enough oxygen. So she just starts just babbling nonsense and just crazy stuff. And they actually thought that would be, it's a soothsayer, what she's saying. Wow, listen to that. You know, it's fascinating that they actually would use that amount of mind altering, just kind of like starve the brain of oxygen and see what comes out. Yeah. Now the things that they would sit them there all day long and they would just go crazy out of their mind and make predictions And, you know, yeah, I'm sure, what else you got to do besides look up at the stars and name them? Hey, that looks like a bull, doesn't it? Nah, that looks like a belt. I wonder how many fights happened, like with guys naming stars and stuff. Because they had to agree on something. You know, oh, look, that's the archer's bow. No, it's not. It's not an archer's bow. Get over. And then he hits him over the head with a club and goes, oh, yeah, that does look like an archer's bow. My bad. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, that's understandable, you know. Big Dipper, Little Dipper, there was no argument about Big Dipper, Little Dipper. But when you see five stars and they go, oh, that's Orion's belt. Orion's belt? How's that a belt? That's five stars. They ran out of imagination when they got to Orion. Just my opinion. But needless to say, want some more music? Well, anyhow, you can call Power today, and that's going to help with you if someone's got an addiction. 412. They probably closed this office up, too, because this is from 2008. But if you're really desperate, 412-243-7535 and Power Treats. I always thought it was Power Treats, but Power Treats. Like it's the Pennsylvania Organization for Women's Early Recovery. That's what Power stands for. But I didn't know that. Not back then, not back in the day. Hey, I got something for you. I got a nugget. I got a nugget of information. Say, for example, because now that I'm doing all this trivia, I'm doing trivia nights at Spirit Lounge every second and fourth Monday, 7 to 9. It's free and win stuff. So if you're listening to this in the future, I should have went to those trivia nights. Damn you all to hell. I have something kind of cool for you. Now, this is I'm going to give you guys a clue for one of the questions. If you show up, you get it. This is a freebie, all right? So this is a German term, okay? It's under a hodgepodge category, okay? Okay, there is a term in German called Hausverderber. Hausverderber, okay? Hausverderber. Anybody know what a Hausverderber is? It is pretty cool. A Hausverderber is someone that only poops in their house. They will not use a public toilet. House pooper. Hausverderber. How's that for you Verdebbers? Yeah, so there you go. So there's your nugget of wisdom for today, the German term for house. I used to be like that when I was a kid. I hated to use public toilets when I was a kid. I love them now. I love public toilets. Once you get older, you really start to appreciate public toilets a lot more. You know, oh man, I made their mess here. Bye. See you never. Use their toilet paper. Oh yeah, you can get really like, give me that whole roll. Yeah, there you go. I was crazy to be a Hausverderber. There's all these free public toilets, and they keep them so darn clean now too, except for Gooskies. Public toilets are they've really stepped their game up. Mm-hmm. Even most gas station ones are a lot better than they used to be. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play some more music. I Was Made for Boogie Wonderland. You can figure that out. Break Wind and Fire with Kiss.
Through the night. don't you wanna come home? Don't you wanna come home?
Don't you wanna come home?
If you were right by my side, I could keep you satisfied. Oh, don't you wanna come home? And show me how you came to be younger than you used to be. Oh, don't you wanna come home? You wanna come home?
Gotta admit, 2024 was a great year for the Kaisers. That was brand new from the Kaisers. Hey, Lulu. Kaisers just got back together. I love the Kaisers. They kind of have that 60s beat sound. And, whew, man. So they took some time off, I guess, you know, family stuff, life in general. And they just got back together and put together this flawless record called More from the Kaisers that came out this year. Before that, we heard Los Mumbos Jumbos. El Grito from Jumboology. And let's see, in front of that, the Ravenettes from their new record, The Ravenettes Sing. That was Wishing was the name of that tune. Not Enough Beer, Five Fingers with a Parasol gave us that. And then we started off with Break Wind and Fire with Kiss doing I Was Made for Boogie Wonderland. That was a nice mashup. Ah, man. Recap in 2024. It's nice that there's a lot of good music that came out last year. And I'm just kind of playing this for you and hoping that, you know, it can enrich your musical palette in your life. Yeah? Because new music is good for your brain. And Zombo is not so good for your brain. So the two of these things cancel out and you might as well just not do nothing. I think that's how that works. So, yeah. You Hausenderber, you. That's right. All right, let me see here. Pinckney Hall, which was on this morning on repeat, and he actually was telling people I wasn't on the air, is going to be on next week. Tune in to Pinckney Hall, tender little ditties that lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. And that is Fridays, 9 to 10 on this here station. That's correct. Yeah. So how your rats doing? Good. Glad to hear. I got to tell you, there's a new Polkamaniacs record out. Yeah, it's our fifth record. It's goth industrial remixes of our polka tunes called Unknown Polkas. Yeah, it's a brand. It's funny. It's records nuts. So what we did is we gave our original tracks to three different goth music producers, and they remixed everything, and it sounds hilariously cool and dark. Yeah. And we're going to be releasing that February the 5th at the Last Polka. That's right. The Hard Rock Cafe is going to be closing. And we're going to get one last polka in there Wednesday, February 5th with special guest Elk Hound. And that'll be a real fun show. All ages. And the show starts at 7. We are going to start playing at 7 o'clock. So we're going to start playing early. So it's our farewell to the Hard Rock Cafe. So the Last Polka, February 5th, 7 o'clock. And, yeah, we'll be releasing Unknown Polkas there. There you go. Can't play it. We can't play that because it's all electronic and goth dance remixes. So you're going to get the regular old Bulkamaniacs, but we're going to get a crazy, crazy album with that. All right. Anything else happening? No? Mm-mm. I think not. Ugh. I guess more music, man. Got to play more music from 2024. Had some selfless promotion there. Some shameless promotion. Because, you know, if I undo it, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody goes. You know. And my average is 0.3% of people who listen to the show actually go to anything I ever say. So I got that. I got that going for me. That's the only thing I got. Well, I'll mention it on my radio. Can you mention my... I love people ask me to promo their show. Can you tell people to come out to my singer-songwriter night? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get right on that. And you know who's going to show up? Nobody who listens to this. Nobody. Can you plug my band Planet? Sure, I'll plug them. Who's going to show up? No. They don't show up for my stuff. What makes you think they're going to show up for your stuff? You know, a large percentage of my audience are shut-ins. They don't go anywhere or do anything. They listen to this radio show and get high. See, it's like those tribes. It's like those tribes. You know, those early human tribes. They just sat around and got high all day. That's all they did. They got high all day, looked for something to eat, and then, honestly, you know, when it all comes down, I mean, well, somebody had to invent the wheel, okay? There always had to be somebody that does some work. You know, there's always some people that always have to. Because there's like the hunters and the gatherers. There's the people that just sit around and think all day. There's the kind of people however you're wired. You know, however you're wired. You do whatever you want. You know? Just do whatever you want, man. Who am I to tell you what to do? That's a joke. I mean, I should tell you, like I tell you guys, hey, make sure you put your kids in the right, in your right car seat. And you're like, I'm not going to do that. Kid rides on the roof. He likes that luggage roof. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. And he will not use a public bathroom. I don't know what's wrong with this kid. I put a spell on you, new from Les Separatists, Zumbo in your brain.
so I've nothing to do but get lost. Let's get lost. Let your weary mind take you away. Just whisper to me, baby. Don't talk loud. I wanna listen to the trees, maybe stare up at the clouds. Yes, I wanna get lost. Let's get lost. Let your lazy mind take you away. She got stars in her eyes. She got her head in the skies. And she sometimes cries when she's dreaming, dreaming. You better believe that I'm gonna be there by your side when you're sleeping. What the motherboard said were lies. Oh, I'd like to circle around the whole world twice, just getting lost.
Forge from I think probably his first record, Let's Get Lost, and it was from 2013, but I just got it this year because I got the new Pokey LaForge. I was like, oh, let me get some of his older stuff, and I got that and I really liked it, and that's very philosophical. I like the message there, Let's Get Lost, because you start thinking about life, you think about, like, actually you start thinking about some stuff too, and you do a little research, and then you check into, like, you always end up with quantum physics, you know, you always end up with the quantum mechanics. And they actually say that 99% of, like, the universe is like nothing. It's like the 1%. Everything, isn't that nuts? And they say that, like, with now, they say now is infinity because the past is only like that. That is impossible to get to, and it's just a thing. And the future is impossible to get to, but it's just a thing. And there's that razor sharp, thin, almost non-existent line that is the now, it's not even the moment. Isn't that fascinating? They actually talk about, like, how, like, there's more space between all the molecules and all the atoms. You compress it down. Because that's what the Big Bang was. The Big Bang was like this little tiny little thing, and it just blowed up because of the pressure. Because I always say it's like an accordion. The universe is like an accordion. You squeeze it, you squeeze it, you squeeze it. You can't squeeze it no more, and it blows up and it expands. It expands, 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 till it can't go any farther. and it starts collapsing back, 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 back. And I think that's just the nature of stuff. That is just the nature of stuff. It's not magic. It's crazy, yes. It makes no sense because the universe is chaos. It's organized chaos with ridiculous variables. Variables you can't even imagine. So it's organized chaos with a certain amount of rules. And yeah, it's pretty neat, isn't it? This existence is a bunch of all right because it's all you really know. Make the best of it. And what a day that was. This is the Cavemen from the new release doing a tribute to the Talking Heads. And this is actually from David Byrne's solo record, Catherine Wheel. This is a version of it by the Cavemen. What a day that was. I always like this tune, too. Another very philosophical kind of thing to ponder your brain on. Zombo in your brain, 883 RCT.
lot more action.